So this is the first picture we see today from England. It was painted during the reign of Henry VIII by an artist from Antwerp. The English didn't really, their art didn't cross the channel, really, for quite a while, and the English were in the rear guard in the Renaissance. It's really a double portrait, in which you have a full portrait and included in it a miniature. There was a whole genre of highly detailed portraits on a miniature scale, even as small as a locket, and I'll show you one here. This is 8 centimeters in diameter, and there was a whole genre of amazing picture. This is by Holbein, incredibly detailed, and you have, in essence, an actual miniature painted in this picture. The man portrayed at the age of 24, age is written there, was the sitter's first husband, who a decade earlier was convicted of the murder of a gamekeeper and was hanged as a common criminal. The family was stripped of its lands and titles by Henry. And at the time this picture was painted, a decade later, Lady Dacre was working to recover these properties for her children, in which she actually succeeded. What's the action that you see here? And yes, it's a portrait, but people are sometimes represented doing things. She's writing in a book, right? She's reading and making notes. She's got one book in her hand. She's a printed book, and she's making notes in another book. It's left entirely ambiguous what kind of book she's reading. Is it a book of scripture? You really don't have any indication of that. Perhaps not. Notice here the stiff and, in fact, unnatural pose of the figure. The face and hands seem tacked on almost to a kind of upright dummy. The artist has paid more attention to what than to the naturalness of the pose?
Face.
Yeah, the face is carefully rendered. Details of all the textures, everything that's in. Notice what things are chosen here. You've got tapestry, fur, satin, brass. The artist has paid more attention to the textures of things than to the pose of the figure, ostensibly the center of a portrait. Notice also the details. Look at the attention paid to the flowers here. And you really should look at the most striking thing about this entire picture, in my eyes, is the treatment of her collar, which is just unbelievable. It's fantastic. I mean, you have to step up to see, because you can see the whole volume and the shade. It's incredible what the artist has done here.